similarities do you see between Justin Houston and Clay Matthews, and how can Clay help prepare your offense?
Well, I think, you know, Houston is a dynamic player. Obviously, the ability of both the Reds rushers to really set the tempo and really what they can do to you, you know, schematically, and how you have to, the amount of attention you have to pay towards those guys. So, our guys have great work throughout the week. You know, Clay and the rest of our elephants, we've got a number of guys who play similar defenses and similar sub packages. So, the competitive periods throughout training camp should help us be ready for this game. Well, I mean, Marshawn's a great back. Jamal Charles is a great back. But they're different. They have different styles, and just you pay attention to that. So, Jamal is an inside and outside runner, and tremendous quickness and vision. Good player out of the backfield, good receiver, and has the high end speed to finish long runs. So, I mean, he'll be a big challenge for us. Alex Smith, very bright young man, very athletic. And he's definitely grown a lot since then. I think, his experience in the league has made him well versed in the game of football. He's been in a number of different systems. He looks very comfortable in the system in Kansas City. He's been very accurate with the football. Smart. I mean, he's has a really good understanding of what defenses are trying to do you. And once again, I think he's a lot more athletic than people may give him credit for.
Aaron, you notice anything similar between Kansas City's defense and what you saw with Seattle on Sunday night?
I think a lot of the teams in the league are looking at the model that Seattle has and incorporating some of the stuff into their defense. They have very good personnel, two outstanding edge rushers, very solid inside, guys that can cover outside, a couple solid safeties. So it's a very good defense and an uncommon opponent for us. Alex and I are good buddies. I love seeing him and his family in Tahoe. He's one of the guys I pull for. He's a great guy, and he's been through a lot in his career with different coaches and teams now, and he's done a great job. I'm really happy for him. He's one of those guys that I really pull for when I'm not playing him. It's good to get to spend a little time with him, and no animosity whatsoever.
On the KC side, how much of a game record can Houston be if you're
prepared for him? Yeah, I mean, he's one of the premier pass rushers in the game. He's a great player. He's got a great motor. Obviously, his technique is incredible, and he has the ability to take a game over if you don't figure out where he's at.
How about Eric Berry after all he's come through?
That's a great story. I mean, that's one of the great NFL stories to see him back out there. Really happy for him. Being around the incredible Mac Fund organization, you realize how much cancer affects kids. It's even it's a different level when it's one of your peers that you're playing against, and there's it's a fraternity of players in the NFL. So to see one of our own battling through that, and the way that the city and his team came around him was very special to watch from a distance. And it's the NFL's better with him back in the game, and we're really happy for him.